Welcome to Excited by the Science, brought to you by the experts at EdOns.
Hello everyone, my name is Maria Anastasiou. I'm a board-certified hematologist, and today I'm going to talk to you about an interesting article on induction treatment in acute myeloid leukemia. Myeloid leukemia is the most common acute leukemia in adults, with 5-year survival rate of 40%, while this rate is reduced to only 10 to 20% for patients that are older than 65 years old. The response to the treatment is variable, depending on several patient and tumor-specific factors, such as age, performance status, and karyotype. 10 to 40% of the patients with newly diagnosed leukemia fail to attain a complete remission with intensive chemo. Additionally, up to 50% of patients who initially achieve a CR eventually relapse. Therefore, there is room for improvement in current treatment options for AML. While older patients with comorbidities require less intensive treatment, induction chemotherapy, including anthracycline and cytarabine, is the standard of care for younger, fit patients. However, the optimal induction chemo has not been established for these patients. In this article, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology in 2024, data from the AML-19 study were presented. The patients with newly diagnosed de novo or secondary AML, aged between 16 and 60, or older than 60 years old, but fit to receive intensive chemo, were included. Patients with known adverse risk cytogenetics were excluded from the study. The primary aim of the study was to define the optimal induction treatment for the patients by comparing the standard induction of 7+3, consisting in 7 days of daunorubicin and 3 days of cytarabine, with the intensified induction of fludarabine, cytarabine, G-CSF, and idarubicin, the flag IDA, combined to either a single dose or a fractionated schedule of gemtuzumab ozogamicin, GO for short. In total, 1,033 patients were randomly assigned to either GO single dose or fractionated schedule, and they were further allocated to the standard 7+3 or the intensified FLAG-IDA induction treatment. Consequently, patients were assigned to 4 different treatment arms. Those who were refractory or positive with positive minimal residual disease, MRD, after 1 or 2 cycles of induction were considered as high-risk patients, and they were recommended for allogeneic stem cell transplantation. However, they were included in the final analysis. Those who were not high-risk patients received consolidation with high-dose cytarabine. With a median follow-up of 32 months, this study did not meet its primary endpoint and did not show any survival benefit for the fractionated GO schedule. Nevertheless, in a subgroup analysis, patients with NPM1 mutation that received FLAG-IDA with GO compared to those who received standard 7+3 with GO had a better 3-year OS of 82 versus 64 and better 3-year event-free survival. Moreover, patients with FLT3 mutation had better 3-year OS and DFS with intensified FLAG-IDA GO treatment. Additionally, a reduction of 50% in transplant rate was seen in the FLAG-IDA GO group, reflecting the deeper and faster clearance of NPM1 mutation leading to MRD negativity. Regarding the safety analysis, greater hematotoxicity was seen in FLAG-IDA group, and this resulted into fewer patients being able to receive cycles 3 and 4 of high-dose cytarabine during consolidation. Here are the 3 key points that I would keep in mind after reading this paper. 3-year OS for patients with FLT3 mutation treated with 7+3 plus GO was comparable to that of patients in the RATIFY study, where the FLT3 inhibitor midostaurin was added to the 7+3 induction. If the survival benefit of FLAG-IDA GO seen in this study in patients with FLT3 mutation would be potentiated with the addition of midostaurin, remains to be answered and further investigation is warranted. Second, while FLAG-IDA and GO significantly reduced relapse with a 3-year cumulative incidence of relapse of 24 versus 41 in the 7+3 plus GO, this was not translated to survival advantage. This is possibly explained by the fact that patients relapsing after 7+3+GO were successfully salvaged. However, the third point is that this important decrease in relapse rate with the Flagida GO, with a hazard ratio of 0.56, was translated in better survival for the major molecular groups, NPM1 and FLT3 mutations. So this is all for now. I hope you find these results interesting. Thank you for listening or watching.
Asking the right questions is key to making breakthrough scientific discoveries and advancements. And as the research landscape grows more competitive and complex, finding innovative, interdisciplinary research ideas is more important than ever. The right questions address the most important issues in your field and make it easier for you to conduct high-impact research. At EdOns, we can help you to generate these questions, outline a potential study, and present it in a way that helps you to secure funding and quickly make your idea a reality. Our team of creative experts will conduct a deep analysis of the research landscape in your field, identifying gaps, finding the right questions, and helping you find inspiration for your next project. We can also help develop innovative study concepts, a synopsis, and a full protocol, so you'll have a study that is very likely to be accepted by a high-impact, peer-reviewed publication. Let EdOns help you to make informed decisions, save time, money, and resources, so that you can advance your field and make the world a better place.